This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we kick off another week of fun and excitement, it's Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about. We will start with an update from the guest that we had, or in regards to the guest that we had on over the weekend. If you missed the program, you can grab it off of our website at freetalklive.com. We had Gene Ray on the show. Now, Gardner Goldsmith, are you familiar with Gene Ray?
No, I am not.
You should go to timecube.com and familiarize yourself.
Get my little McPewter going here.
Gene Ray is a crazy old man. Very nice, crazy old man, but crazy nonetheless. And we had him on the show just for fun.
There was no. I got some emails about that.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So there was no real particular reason to have him on. It wasn't enlightening, but it was interesting and entertaining. So that's what we did. We had Gene Ray on the show for an hour. Anyway, he creates this website called TimeCube.com. It's just a win the award for longest rambling website of all time. But
it's also, like, really, really crazy.
Yeah, he's nuts. And so we had him on the show, and I mentioned something, and you can see at the top, or near the top of Gene's website, he references a second website called cubicao.tk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gene has, I guess, had a bit of a falling out or a spat with the creator of this alternative website, this other TimeCube website, a website inspired by Gene Ray's own work. And I had mentioned over the weekend that when I found this cubicao.tk site through Gene's site originally, and I was doing some just, you know, investigating and seeing what it was all about, I couldn't tell for sure whether or not the other site was a scam or not, whether or not the other site was made as a joke, or whether or not the creator of the alternate website was indeed as nutty as Gene Ray himself. In fact, I believe now, and was pretty convinced of it, that the other guy, the guy who created the other website, is actually crazier than Gene Ray.
And he's not mocking him. Because I can see this, I'm on the website right now, and I can't even understand how anybody would follow this to create his own thing unless he was crazier or mocking.
Right, and there was evidence that I briefly went over that I think it pretty conclusively shows that this other guy is really nuts and not a genius. Some of that evidence includes the fact that he has spent you know, hours and hours of his free time posting on his own message board with over 5,000 posts defending the TimeCube, talking about the TimeCube in ways that, as you said, Gardner, are completely incoherent and incomprehensible, to the point where any sane human being would not spend that much of their free time doing it. It would have to be your job, if not your complete and all-encompassing hobby, to spend that much time. And of course, the cubicao.tk website is totally nutso in its own right. Also, you can watch video footage of this kid. He's probably about 20 years old, maybe 22 years old. This Australian kid, the guy behind the site, you can watch video footage of him just ranting at the camera. Apparently,
I love that.
Right. Apparently, more recently, he'd taken to white supremacy. So, I mean, even more nutty there.
Are you more supreme if you're more white? Like, I'm really pale. Does that make me better than the sort of white people who tan? Because I could be like a god in that case. I'm a pale sort of guy.
I don't know anything about white supremacy, so I couldn't answer your question.
Well, you know, we're just applying a little reason to white supremacy, you know, to white supremacy, the concepts.
There you go. The purer, the better, presumably, right? So this other guy, and he goes by the name Cubehead on his own message board. Cubehead. This other guy killed himself. Hmm. He threw himself in front of a train.
That'll kill you.
A few days ago, literally 2 days or a day before we did the interview with Gene Ray. So Gene was
perhaps
not
the interview just sent him over the edge.
Well, no, it was a day before.
But you announced it on the updates list.
That would presume he'd be subscribed to our updates.
Is that everyone?
No. But nonetheless, I went.
This is sort of like El Duce from The Mentor, stood in front of a train and decided to just let it go.
Well, I went to his website again, and I went to the message forum again, And according to his most recent posts, the last three or four posts that he posted on his forum before he killed himself, he had rejected at that point the Jean Ray cubic theory and accepted Christianity. And it was after that when he killed himself. Just as a bizarre aside, after years of defending the time cube on the internet, he rejects it, then throws himself in front of a train.
Perhaps he wanted to get to heaven very quickly. He couldn't wait.
Well, maybe so. According to...
The Catholics believe that if you commit suicide that you won't go to heaven.
This is just kind of an interesting insight.
Some people believe that suicides actually end up being civil servants in the afterlife.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a little bit of interesting insight into who this cubehead character was, posted on his forum by apparently an old high school friend named Brad. He says, I spoke to someone through Facebook the other day regarding Richard. That's the kid's real name. My name is Brad Green, and I went to high school with him until 2001. And just to give you an idea of how young he is, graduating high school in 2001, and also went to a different school with him. For all those non-believers and people questioning this Hans character, take note. Richard took his own life Tuesday afternoon in front of the 503 train at Glen Ferry Station. I confirmed this with his mother yesterday. Last night, about 10 of us had drinks in his memory at the Sandergam Hotel and then in the city. We dedicated a few karaoke songs in his honor and pretty much had the bender to end all benders. To those who knew him in high school, he really disappeared off the radar for a few years until November last year when we ran into him drinking by himself at that pub, and we organized a big drinking session with his couple a couple weeks back, tried to get him to lose his virginity at the brothels. Didn't happen, though, as he started attacking an ATM inside the place. Everyone's reaction here was effed, but not overly surprised. In recent times, he'd been slipping into depression, pro-Nazi white supremacy propaganda, and losing focus on goals in life. There was so much more into his little life, which has more disturbing elements than Time Cube, but now isn't really the best time to go into them. So, just to give you an example of who this kid was, no one's really sure why he ended up killing himself. He didn't apparently leave a note, no farewell posting on his message board. But I just thought it was kind of an interesting follow-up that, you know, we brought this guy up on Saturday night, and then one of my listeners, a new listener to the show, actually, who listened to the show for the first time Saturday night, went and poked around and found this information and sent it to me. So
some amazing listeners.
Just wanted to throw it out there. So Jean Ray, not as crazy as his follower. Jean Ray, completely functional in reality. Jean Ray can, you know, he's got family. His granddaughter, pays him visits, and he's completely able to interact on a regular basis with them.
Well, I've wondered whether Jean Ray is just, it's just shtick, you know?
You think he's just putting everybody on?
I just wonder a little bit. You know, how can you call yourself the world's wisest human?
No, I don't know, man. I mean, he answers those questions.
A certain amount of tongue-in-cheek.
You know, one of the people who is recognized by many philosophers as being one of the world's wisest people, Socrates, I don't necessarily agree with that. He was a socialist, but actually he was a fascist as
well. But he hadn't seen it fail at that point.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you can kind of pretty much figure it out. And he did a lot of thinking and couldn't figure it out. But even one of the wisest guys around was smart enough not to say that he was so stupid. You know, when they came up to him and said, hey, Socrates, you think you know it all? He goes, well, you know, at least I'm smart enough to know I don't know it all. How about you guys? And so they said, okay, here's a glass of hemlock. You know? So, you know, if you're that smart, then you're smart enough to know not to tell people that you're the smartest.
Right. No? I see where you're coming from, Mark, but, I mean, if you listen to the archive and you listen to Jean Ray's answers to the questions that were posed to him, you have to, I don't see how you could think he isn't crazy. But nonetheless, just wanted to give you
perhaps
an update.
Not as crazy as he claims.
Maybe. Just wanted to give you an update on the situation because I thought it was interesting. And also, I forgot to give credit where credit was due on Saturday night. And Lionel definitely deserves credit for unearthing Jean Ray into the world of radio. I was absolutely, the entire Jean Ray segment was inspired by another radio show host, Lionel from The Lionel Show.
Very talented broadcaster.
Yep. Found out today that Lionel's apparently only on 17 affiliates now since he's made the shift to his new syndicate.
And they're probably bigger stations than we're on.
No, actually it's, there's one in New York City, but besides that it's, the little
Air America. That's all the difference.
The Air America stations, which are usually kind of third rate AM stations. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Not a slight against Lionel or his show. He's a great talent. Anyway, I just wanted to give credit where credit was due. 800-259-9231. Regulation! The food and toy business might be getting more of it soon.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, it's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to take a look, see, and get find out what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Actually, as I understand it, the registration phase is now open for Porkfest. Nice. So you better get over there. In fact, from what I also understand, the Porkfest is happening the same week as the Bike Fest in New Hampshire, and it's in also in the relatively similar area to Bike Fest.
Right, that's close.
So early registration is probably critical at this point as far as getting space for camping or in a hotel room, if that's what you're looking for as hotel. You better do it ASAP. Porkfest.com for the details. 800-259-9231. More about regulation in moments. First, we go to Paula in Florida, to the phones and to the fun. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. There was something that you were saying earlier today, and you were exactly right. Everybody's going to have to stick together on this, and I mean stick tight. But, you know, you're talking about him switching to the libertarian. But
I don't know what you're talking about, Paula. No idea.
She must be talking about Ron Paul.
The thing is that everybody has got to stick together on this and know that we can do this. I mean, we can get him into office.
Ron Paul?
Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to run for libertarian. I mean, not that he's lost the he has not yet lost the Republican nomination, but things are looking a bit bleak.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, they know what he stands for.
Who's they?
That's the most important thing.
Who is they when you say they know? Who?
Yeah, the people know.
Who's
know
the people? Who is the people? There are a lot of people in
America. The people of the country that have heard him, okay, have been
okay
with him. I mean,
okay,
they know what he stands for.
Right.
That's the most important thing. But the thing is, you know, when you're talking about, you know, him switching, or they're talking about him switching to the Libertarian Party, I've already switched over to it. But anyway, the thing is that I think because of, you know, what he believes in and the way he is, I don't know if the Republican Party thing would really have anything to do with it or not. But, I mean, it does sound good, you know, maybe if he would switch over. But I don't know. I mean,
You're not going to see it happen. I mean, Ron Paul himself has already ruled it out.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier in the campaign, he was kind of beating around ruling it out, but now he's pretty 100%. I think he 100% has ruled out a third party run. So if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, then he's out of the race at that point. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed, Paula, and
we can always sign him in too.
Yeah, you can always write in.
You can do that, but that's probably not going to do a darn thing. Thanks for the call tonight.
I talked about getting some more recounts done from Florida.
I don't really
see
the point. It seems like throwing money down a rat hole.
You know, even in the caucuses where people raise their hands and that kind of thing, he did better in the caucuses than he did in primaries. But it looks like America might not be pining for Ron Paul right now. I wish they were. He would save this nation. I believe that's right.
No, he wouldn't, Mark. Thank you for the call,
yes,
Paula.
Would,
appreciate
yes,
it. 800-259-9231. To suggest that Ron Paul could save the nation, I think, is kind of absurd. He's one man in Washington, D.C., which is full of all kinds of corruption. It's the halls of power. These people are sick. Not Ron Paul, but the other guys are pretty sick. And so, you know, he might be able to stop a few bad bills. He might be able to hold the line a bit and maybe release some nonviolent drug offenders from prison and do a few other things, bring the troops home. He could do a lot, I think, that would be better than any of the other candidates. But to say Ron Paul's going to save the country, no, I don't think so.
Well, that's just more of your absolutist crap, okay? Now, if I have cancer and I'm going to die in a year, and I get a treatment that gives me another decade of life, have I been saved?
Okay.
Oh, it was a question. You see, that's why I raised my voice at the end.
Maybe.
Maybe I've been saved? I mean,
another 9 years?
So there you go. That's what I'm talking about. He would give this nation some, you know, it would make it last longer. Because the nation, as far as I'm concerned, is likely not going to make it.
Right. Exactly. Ron Paul cannot save the ultimate downfall.
And according to your definition, the nation would have to go on forever and ever and ever in order to be saved.
I don't want to see that happen.
I know you don't.
I want to see it break apart. I'd like all to see I'm all telling the 50 states
you,
secede.
Well, wouldn't you like to see the nation return to, say, a constitutional form of government?
Seems like a pie in the sky, but sure.
Okay, there you go.
1-800-259-9231.
I like hearing the debate because, you know, you got to say, one guy isn't going to change everything, obviously. It would be great from a visceral, emotional standpoint to see some of these principles espoused and to see some of these politicians whacked where they should be whacked. And that would be very satisfying. And maybe Ron Paul could help the Republic last for a little while longer. But, you know, one guy would take one guy leading a movement like our movement. And I think the American Republic is already dead. So,
yeah, it's just that when people say things like he's the savior, I think that it does a lot to put people's faith in the idea that the system can repair itself, that the system is somehow, you know, able to be saved, and that, you know, if you just put the right people in charge, then everything will be A-OK. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just false. Ron Paul's got good intentions. I'm not saying he'd be a bad president. He'd probably be the best president that, you know, history's ever had in this country. But to put all that weight on one man as though he's the the Jesus Christ of politics.
How about heir apparent? Heir apparent.
What's that mean?
Well, he would be the one, the heir, the person who would get the mantle of liberty and freedom, sort of taking the cause on, and he's the apparent one.
He's the most visible liberty activist, if that's what you're referring to.
There you go.
Yeah. Sure. Mm. So let's just not put him in the role of Messiah. Okay?
I really don't think I said Messiah,
no,
Christ,
you
or any of those words.
Calling him the Savior, pretty darn close.
Save. I said he could save.
Mm. Okay. 1-800-259-9231.
He's such a jerk.
We continue here with JC in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Libertations, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to let you know that there's no need to worry. I called the guy, the neocon that's running against Ron Paul in Texas, and I told him if he doesn't stop his race against Ron Paul, that
right.
Paula's going to call him. And he backed right down.
Well, they do know Paula.
Indeed, I'm sure.
The reason
I wanted to call was Mark and Ian, you had a little dispute either last show or the show before that about whether or not the government is directly to blame for the housing crisis. And Ian said it was the government. Mark said no. And I have to hate to admit it, but Ian was right on that one.
Now, I said it wasn't entirely the fault of the government.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But now go ahead.
I just
explain
to
us why it's the government's fault.
Well, according to Austrian economics, the business cycle is a myth. It's not an inherent part of capitalism, and it's caused by malinvestment and misinvestment.
Hang on, I'm going to bring you back for more of this. 800-259-9231. It's certainly possible for someone to make a poor investment without, you know, even though government's not around, but it's not as pronounced without government. More coming out. This is Free Talk Live.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with
Vanguard
and Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us. They include, by the way, the bulletin board system. Over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring. Presented by Fresh from Florida, the world's fastest sports cars will battle for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through the 15th. Don't miss it. If you are a racing fan or just a fan of a huge party, that's the place to be.
It is awesome. I went a couple of years ago and have had no experience like the 12 Hours of Sebring. The race is amazing. The car, there's several different races going on at once, and they turn both directions.
Wow.
It's Le Mans.
Bring your earplugs, too.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
I can tell you that...
and your camping equipment.
An alternative way to get tickets is going to be to continue to listen to Free Talk Live throughout the week. Be sure you're also paying attention to emails that we send out as well. We may be giving you an opportunity to win up to 4 tickets for yourself and some friends to go down to the 12 Hours of Sebring. We don't do a lot of giveaways on this show, but this is a pretty decent prize, Mark. This is like an awesome race, right? I've never been.
The tickets are $100 a piece. It's incredible.
Wow.
These are 4 day super tickets, and it's really amazing to go to this thing. I got nothing but good things to say.
4 day access.
All right. So more details on that on the way here. 800-259-9231. And we might give them away as soon as tonight. So listen carefully. First, we go to your phone calls. You bring up anything. It's JC in Utah back on Free Talk Live. You wanted to tell us, JC, about the business cycle and how it's really the government's fault that we've got this mess of a situation when it comes to the mortgages in this country, right?
Indeed. Let me see if I can break it down for you, and Gardner can critique me if I'm off here a little bit.
JC, you're rocking so far, man.
Thanks. The price mechanism is the only way that a free market, actors in the free market, can communicate with each other. And when the Fed goes and creates fiat currency, currency not connected to gold, it is able to create or charge a lower interest rate than normal. And when you create cheap credit through a very low interest rate, it increases the demand for credit. And this is a market distortion that leads to more than usual borrowing. This creates the bubble. Now, if you had gold, you would have to charge a minimum interest rate that would not only make the banks money, but it would also make the people who are saving their gold in the bank. So you wouldn't have such a market distortion. You wouldn't have such low interest rates. Now, when you've got fiat currency and an extra low interest rate and more people borrowing, then, you know, this bubble is eventually going to have to recorrect itself. And you've never seen huge fluctuations in the market like this until the advent of fiat currency.
Now, not to nitpick here, but are you really blaming the housing bubble, the housing crisis that we are experiencing right now in the country on fiat currency and therefore absolving the banks of all their blame? I mean, they did get in bed with the government. I mean, it's not like the government was the only one to come up with this idea and the only one to choose to use it. All of us Americans are using this fiat currency every time you go to the store and you use a Federal Reserve note rather than gold or silver in order to pay for your stuff. I mean, you're propagating the system, too. I think that we can all take a certain amount of that blame.
That's true. But, if there was no fiat currency, which is a product of a powerful government, then you would not have this distortion. And it doesn't have to be the housing market. You know, one decade it's the housing market, the other decade it's the dot-com bubble, another decade it's land. Back in the 1800s, there was land speculation. You know, but it's the overall business cycle, really, and the housing market is just part of that.
Well, JC, you hit it so well, and I like the fact that you expressed very early on that without free markets, the price mechanism can't properly function. In other words, people need those signals of the supply and demand signals, those curves coming in, so they can logically predict in some way how much they're going to allocate in certain areas. And when you get artificially low interest rates, I was talking about it earlier on my show today, you get these artificially low interest rates, and what ends up happening is the banks will lend out to riskier investments. It's easier for them to do that. People will go and start up businesses because they think, well, you know, credit's low, let's take a chance. Those chances are chances that normally would not be taken. And then what ends up happening is,
so they're miscalculating.
They're miscalculating, and the Austrian economists call it a temporal warping of the supply curve. Over time, they build up stocks and warehouses. They hire new people that they would not necessarily have hired based on their productivity curve, and they end up later when the rates are adjusted upwards because people recognize that their dollar is becoming worthless. Then they're stuck with all this excess inventory, excess employees, and then the whole thing starts to unwind. Exactly, exactly right.
And it's because the price mechanism was disabled by government interference.
Yes, precisely. Precisely right.
Very good, JC. Any other comments tonight?
No, just help Gard get his podcast up on iTunes so everyone can enjoy it.
I was talking about that off the air, JC, and Ian is the man. He's the guy, so I'll try to get some advice from him. Thanks.
I'll see what I can do, man. Thanks for the call.
Indeed, have a good one, gentlemen.
All righty, 800-259-9231. We continue with Ziggy in the UK on the Amp Line. Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Right. I want to talk about libertarianism and that dirty word, compromise.
Okay, sure.
Basically, I was born disabled, and therefore, all through my life, I've had to be pragmatic about what I'm capable of doing. So I have had to settle for second best on various things. You know, because I can't use my left hand, I'm never going to be Jimi Hendrix.
So your left hand is completely non-functional, or what is your disability?
Well, I have cerebral palsy on my left side, which means I can't use my left arm or my left hand or my left leg properly.
Got it.
Mm.
Anyways, so I have been far more pragmatic about life. And when it comes to politics, I'm also pretty pragmatic. The other day, I met a libertarian over here who had opposed the government when they decided to liberalize the drinking laws in this country because it was a directive from government. Now, I have a mantra, some freedom is better than none.
Yeah.
For instance, if the government decided to legalize marijuana but decided to regulate it, I wouldn't have a problem. It's just the fact that it's legalized, which is the issue for me.
So if you had a choice between allowing a little more freedom and no freedom at all, you'd allow for a little more freedom.
Yeah. Whether it comes from the government or whether it comes from the free market.
That makes sense. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm a free marketeer through and through. I want the ultimate goal to be the complete abolishment of coercive government. But darn, if you're going to lower the penalties for marijuana, like they're considering doing here in New Hampshire, from $2,000 in arrest to $200 and no arrest, how could I oppose something like that? It increases people's freedom.
I mean, you said the other day that you went to the state house. When was it? November?
I don't know. For testimony?
Yeah, testimony.
A month ago or something like that. January.
Yeah. But you had gone last year when there had been, they were going to vote on an absolute decriminalisation, and there were more people there. And it made me think sometimes libertarians really do get hung up on dogma, and they won't settle for a compromise. However, people in society do want a compromise. I actually cringe when I hear people talk about living in a libertarian society. Sure, you could live in a libertarian community if powers were devolved to each community, but I can never see a libertarian society because not everybody's a libertarian.
I don't see how you can't see a libertarian society. I mean, all that means is just removing the initiation of force from our lives. I mean, certainly there are going to be people that will initiate force, but they can be dealt with defensive force. So I can absolutely see a libertarian society, though it will require quite a paradigm shift and an awakening of the population. It's no easy task that we have in front of us, Ziggy, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't take it on. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping there. There are 41 categories for you to shop in. Huge selection from electronics all the way through grocery. They've cut it all, and we'll get a cut if you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. As I said last week, I got a cell phone case for $2.57 plus shipping, and it's very nice. I am impressed with the quality of this case.
It's a fine, fine little case.
You would pay $30.
Such a bargain hunter that you are.
You'd pay $30 for that case in the cell phone store, no doubt about it.
Yep, easily.
So, great deals, great free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. It's Jackson in San Diego. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
You guys are fucked.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue with the story from the AP. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Sunday ordered the recall of 143 million pounds of frozen beef from a California slaughterhouse, the subject of an animal abuse investigation that provided meat to school lunch programs. And, of course, this is the big story, right? This is the news of the day.
Yeah, this is the thing
everybody's
that's supposed to get you
freaking out.
Get you so upset.
Oh, man, these people. It's terrible.
Well, officials said it was the largest beef recall in the United States, surpassing a 1999 ban of 35 million pounds of ready-to-eat meats. No illnesses have been linked to the newly recalled meat, and an official said the health threat was likely small. So what are they doing this for? What is the reason for this? Well, according to the details, the agency will recall beef products dating to February 1st, 2006.
Yeah, that's what got me.
Is, what beef product is out there that's from 2006?
2006. Our government overseers and protectors do such a great job that it's 2 years later and they're finally announcing, we've discovered this terrible problem with the meat.
2 years.
But it wasn't
later.
A terrible problem with the meat. What it was, according to Secretary of Agriculture Ed Schaefer, said his department has evidence that Westland, that's the company, Westland Hallmark Meat Company, did not routinely contact its veterinarian when cattle became non-ambulatory after passing inspection, which violated health regulations.
So in other words, the inspections aren't doing anything.
Right. Somehow a cow is so ill that it can't walk.
Mm. So we still have to depend on individual initiative. In this case, the initiative to have to respond to the coercion that they contact the health regulators.
In this case, I guess that I'm not sure how they came. Some sort of video, I guess, had been uncovered of the companies showing crippled and sick animals that were being shoveled with forklifts.
Yeah, that's what this is about. This is about a video that caught fire on the internet.
There you go.
And you know, well, we're on top of this. This video is from 2 years ago, and we're going to recall that meat that everybody's already eaten. You know, and there's a big action scene in the video where a cow gets rammed with a forklift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, it's certainly not nice. It's not what I would want to think that they're doing with my my beef, and certainly it can contaminate beef with E. coli, and that's not good. But
have there been any complaints?
No.
Nobody who ingested food from this place has run into any problems at all.
Nobody at all. But they're recalling 145 million pounds of beef, which means that this company's probably going to go out of business.
Oh,
because these recalls, whether they be in the world of food...
It's punishment for this company
right.
for having some employee who did something terrible or having practices that are pretty gross, but no chance to recover.
Right. There's nothing voluntary about this recall. Many times when companies, whether they be toy manufacturers, and Gardner, you've got a story about toys. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
But whether they be toy manufacturers, automotive manufacturers, whenever there's a federally forced recall, it usually does significant damage to that company's bottom line and many times puts the company completely out of business. Which, of course, results in people losing their jobs and just destroying that particular business.
And
terrible tragedy.
And, you know, we were just talking about this during the break, and one of the things that strikes me is not only is the FDA slow to respond to this, and apparently the only reason they are responding is because it caused a firestorm. This video caused a firestorm on the internet, not because anybody actually was physically harmed or in any way wanted to bring suit against these guys for malpractice.
And even if they were physically harmed, we don't need the FDA to save us anyway, because that person can go to court and say, look, this company did such and such. And then a jury and a judge can decide what to how to punish the company.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they wouldn't have done something similar. A judge can't really order a recall, I don't believe. But, you know, the company should decide whether or not.
There could be damages that could be doled out in some sort of a civil trial. And the thing that gets me about this is, Not only do you only hear about this when the FDA is way behind the fact, but you don't hear about the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have died because the Food and Drug Administration does not allow certain things on the market when they could go on the market and people could be freely choosing to take them or not take them.
Medication,
and also,
specifically.
Yeah, medication. And we were talking about this story that I wrote about in was it May or March of 2007? I gotta have to just look it up here. About this place in Kansas, I think. Hold on. Kansas-based meatpacking company called Creekstone Farms Beef. And they had to fight the USDA because the USDA was trying to stop them. They were using government money to stop them from testing all of their beef for bovine,
mad cow.
Yeah, mad cow disease. And Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Yeah, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So this company wanted to inspect all of their beef for this, but the FDA said no because that surpasses the amount that we inspect. They
right,
inspect
that would be,
1%.
Right, that would be uncompetitive, Gardner.
Yeah.
If they were going above and beyond the call
That's
of duty.
That's exactly the argument.
And all of the other companies were only doing what the FDA mandated, then that might sell them a few more extra beef patties. And
That's
we can't
right.
have that now, can we?
That's right. And, you know, I looked up some information about the USDA, and originally it only gathered agriculture statistics, and it was brought up into a cabinet position in 1889. And then from that point on, FDR turned into this giant leviathan, and it's just grown ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's pretty amazing. I wrote down here, between 1996 and 2004, U.S. agriculture subsidies averaged approximately $16 billion a year, not including low-interest loans or even the USDA-managed tariffs on foreign produce that could normally sell for less and allow consumers to keep more of their money. So we've got this giant machine that costs us all sorts of money, and it gets in the way of people inspecting things while they take it on their backs to inspect stuff and tell us that they're saving us.
Right. The government's just it's just a big joke, essentially. And just to give you a little bit more detail about how the marketplace has responded, because that's really what we want to see happen.
Yeah.
If a company's doing something that's not desirable, something that's outrageous, you know, mistreating their animals and unnecessarily harming their livestock, as this company, some of the employees of this company were clear. Clearly doing, as the video evidence apparently showed. I have not seen it for myself, but taking them at its word here. According to this, 150 school districts around the country have stopped using the ground beef from Hallmark Packing Company, which is a subsidiary of Westland. Jack in the Box, a San Diego-based company with restaurants in 18 states, told its meat suppliers to not use Hallmark until further notice. And there's some other ones. In-N-Out, another chain out west, has also halted the use of Westland Hallmark beef. So if news comes out in the marketplace about a company that's doing something naughty, then they can get punished by the marketplace. And sometimes that alone will be enough to severely damage their bottom line or put them out of business.
Right, or just simply teach them that they need to have better methods. That, you know, the person who's in charge of, I don't know what the problem is in this company. I don't know if they have bad practices in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a
couple bad apples.
There's a couple of bad apples out there. Some sick sadists who like the idea of just torturing cows. Torturing animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the company can and should do something about it.
And, you know, this is interesting because what's happening in the private sphere here in the marketplace, the exclusion of participation with these guys in the private marketplace could also apply in all sorts of areas if we're talking about private libertarian societies or libertarian communities, depending on what the population mass would be. Because that exclusion that you're seeing here would also occur if somebody were intentionally trying to harm someone. You would see this exclusionary practice. So what you see, I think, oftentimes, and I was thinking about this a little bit recently, some things I was reading, Jason Osborne had sent me some stuff from SACL, a very interesting material, and I thought to myself, you know, the same way that we exclude people in the competitive marketplace, it parallels the way that we can exclude people if we were being perhaps preyed upon by them, the way we can get together.
Ostracism
is a similar thing.
Is very powerful, and without the government around, it would be an incredibly useful tool in an individual and company's repertoire. More on the way here. Hour two is coming up. More about recalls and regulations, because that's what's being called for as a result of this. More regulation.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.